Welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Mike Pomp, and joining us this morning is Jeff Plate from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, TSO, the drummer and one of the original members. And if we're talking to Jeff, that means we're not too far from the holiday season and the 2023 TSO Tour, which is coming to New Hampshire once again this Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, November 24th, in Manchester, the SNHU Arena, for two shows, 3 and 7:30. Hard to believe it comes around every year. Here we are again talking about TSO and the holiday tour. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hard to believe, but every year, here we are, the end of summer, getting into fall. We're talking about tickets going on sale for the winter tour, the holiday tour, which will perform. You'll have 104 concerts, 62 cities, 46 days. And when do rehearsals start for this?
Beginning of November. We've got a pretty solid schedule every year. Get together beginning of November, rehearse about a little under 2 weeks. But then we get the tour started on November 15th. And yes, coming back to New Hampshire, you know, it's just amazing that we've been doing this tour for so long. Not this particular tour, but these tours. And coming up to New Hampshire, doing the New England area every year is awesome. Both shows are always sold out. It's a very, very, very strong audience for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, very dedicated audience. I've met so many of the people that have gone to multiple shows all the time. You've got two shows on that day on November 24th, 3 and 7:30, and I've met people who've gone to both shows, which is quite amazing. Talk a little bit about the 2023 TSO Tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of TSO, and More. This promises to be another presentation of a beloved holiday tradition. For those who aren't familiar with the music of TSO, how do you compare it? What do you compare it to, if you can?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, when Paul O'Neill created this band years ago, he wanted something, you know, that was not only going to be unique, but covered a lot of musical ground. And that's exactly what we do. Paul was really influenced, you know, by Queen. He loved The Who. He loved Pink Floyd. He was a huge Broadway guy. He loved production and theater, and you know, that really, all those ingredients are part of what TSO does. And this tour this year, Ghosts of Christmas Eve, this is going to be the second year that we've done this tour. And the show is always different every year. I mean, for people that have seen us before, you know, even though it may be the same story, the production changes, the set list changes. There's always some new numbers and some new production gags that we pull out. It's a refreshing thing for me every year to go to rehearsals and see the new stage, because it's always different. It's always better than the year before, and this will be the same thing this year.
You know, you mentioned the producer, the writer, the guitarist, Paul O'Neill. I did have the opportunity to meet Paul and to talk to him before he passed on. He really was dedicated to the music, and he knew exactly what he wanted. He had such a great vision of this particular orchestra, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. What did you get from him as far as his vision for this particular band?
Wow, that's an interesting question. He was seeing something down the road a little further than any of us. You know, when this thing first started, that song, Christmas Eve, Sarajevo 1224, recording that song initially was kind of a head-scratcher, because we were recording this for the band Sabotage, which was another group that Paul was managing and producing at the time. And I had just become the drummer. Inserting a Christmas song into a heavy metal hard rock album was, you know, kind of odd. But when you heard the final version of the song, you realized how powerful it was. But he knew that there was something there. And this song gave him the vehicle to create the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Now, when we recorded our first record in 96, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, that's when you realized, you know, the vision that Paul had was really taking form, and people were loving it. And one thing kind of led to another. But when we first started touring in 1999, this is where this thing really exploded, because bringing this production, bringing this music to the stage, along with Paul's idea for the visual part of it, you know, he loved the production aspect of the show along with everything else. And once we got this thing developed and got this thing rolling, all of a sudden it just blew up. And every record that Paul has written, you know, they've all been hugely successful. These tours have been successful. It grows every year. And it gets better every year. So we've been very fortunate to, a number of us have been here from the beginning, and myself being one of them, to be able to sit in the middle of this, realizing where this thing started and what we've become over all these years. It really is humbling. You know, we're all very proud of it, but very thankful to Paul for having this vision, having this energy, and obviously, you've talked to Paul, you've interviewed him before. There was nobody more excited for this project than him. And he made sure he did everything possible to make this thing a success. And, you know, here we are all these years later, and it's still getting bigger every year.
Yeah, you guys
have succeeded in doing what he set out to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. His vision was achieved and beyond. And you guys have performed live to millions and millions of fans since that very first tour you mentioned in 1999. You know, I encourage people to take their kids, take the family, no matter what the age, because this is an orchestra, TSO, if people are unfamiliar with the music, and I find that hard to believe that anybody could be unfamiliar with the music in any way, shape, or form. But you really encompass all sorts of genres of music, and you really have a fan base from older adults to younger younger kids and younger adults to everybody in between. It's fascinating what type of people you bring in, because this is an amazing holiday show. It's rock and roll, it's metal, it's orchestra, it's a theatrical, and of course you've got the visuals as well with it. It really is a one encompassing show that people, it's hard to even describe unless you really go there and experience it yourself. So I hope that people will take the family. Tickets go on sale for the Manchester show, which is coming up on November 24th, 3 and 7:30 at the SNHU Arena in Manchester. Tickets go on sale Friday. So I hope that people will take advantage of this, get tickets early, because these shows will be sold out. Both shows will be sold out, and then you guys move on to another place in New England. But we're glad that you're coming here to New Hampshire to celebrate the holidays and to once again bring the music to the people. Trans-Siberian Orchestra drummer and original member Jeff Plate joining us this morning from TSO. Tickets go on sale for the big holiday shows. The big tour starts very soon, believe it or not, as we get into the holiday season of 2023. Tickets go on sale on the 15th of this month, which is coming up this Friday. Jeff, always a pleasure to talk to you. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk again down the road before the tour begins, but thank you for the music, and thanks for sharing some insight into Paul and TSO. Appreciate your time today.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you. See you soon.